James Barton is the president of Underwater Ordnance Recovery Incorporated of Norfolk. The company removes threats to ecosystems where live fire military exercises have taken place. Barton believes munitions in Lake Superior pose a threat.
Munitions are like produce. They have a shelf life. We never developed the technology to properly dispose of it. That wasn't on anybody's mind. The only thing we know for sure is that this is hazardous material and that we have the technology to remove it.
Red Cliff Tribal Chairwoman Patricia DePerry says the tribe is trying to develop plans to remove the barrels from the lake.
Jim Barton's company is definitely something that the Red Cliff Band would be looking toward. Now comes the hard part in actually moving the government to do its job to rid the lake of the contaminants.
DePerry says it won't be easy. They're going to need help.
The tribe itself does not have by any way means financially to do it alone. We're definitely going to have to be depending upon the government and its agencies in the arms of government with money to remove what they put into the lake.
DePerry hopes they can begin removing barrels and munitions from Lake Superior in the spring. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.